conference here. If everyone can take their seats, so we can start it with the riders.
Libby.
All right, everyone. So first of all, welcome to the 2018 Monster Energy FIA Motocross the Nations press conference. And first, we'll go to our winning team, Team France, your fifth year in a row doing so, getting up here on the top spot, and their sixth time in history. So first, I'd like to go to Team Captain and Gauthier Paulin and the MXGP class. Gauthier, so fifth year getting up here in a row. You've been with this team many times, and managing to do it here in the USA was a race that not many people, I think, expected you guys to win, but you were always a contender. Tell me how you feel getting back up here.
Yeah, first of all, I'm happy. I'm a happy boy today because I did a great ride. Jordi did the best he could and did a great ride, and Dylan also. So I'm really, really happy that the full team make a strong walk and that we won. You know, we have had a lot of judgment in the last past months because it has been a tough selection. We know motocross is a hard sport and anything can happen every day. And there was a lot of judgment, but it's at the end of the war that that you paid the bill. And right now we won again. So we answer all the judgment and the question. So thanks French Federation to be that strong. Thanks Jordi, thanks Dylan, and really happy about my riding too. So it has been a great day. We've had a lot of challenge during those Motocross of Nation the last few years. Winning the first time, winning in France, winning again. But I think the biggest challenge was today. We are in America, and MXGP class is really strong, and I think that all the European guys have been putting in some great rides. So I think the level we've had in MXGP this year is that strong. So really happy about the day overall.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations, Gauthier. Go on out to Dylan Ferratis, MX2 rider from the team. Dylan, tell me about how you feel winning here in the USA, a place you've been living now recently, but riding for Team France, your home country.
I'm really happy, like say Gauthier. It's an unbelievable feeling, you know, to be the best country in the world. That's what we, our rider, are looking for. And MX of Nation is a special event, and especially for me that now I live in America and I'm strong, far away from everybody. And far from my home country, far from my friend and my family, and yeah, to have here today all the French crew, the French Federation, the French rider was awesome. Was an awesome week, awesome weekend, and yeah, just happy. It was a tough race for me today. I was struggling a little bit with my bike. We had to keep the bike cool because the track was really muddy and really soft, and it was kind of different than during the national. And I keep the same seating as the national, and they make the track more softer, more sandy, and we could have the bike better. I mean, I could manage my bike better, but we did it, and that's the most important.
Hey, congratulations. I'd like to go now to Jordi Tixier. Jordi, for you riding in the open class, came into this weekend a kind of a last minute decision, and then today in the race, his first race had an issue, second race, we're able to fill in and get a different bike, a different motor at least. Tell me kind of how it's all been for you fitting into this team and now winning Motocross the Nations here.
Yeah, you know, like my teammates say, first of all, we are just so happy, you know, to winning this year. And actually, it's been a tough 2 weeks for myself. I only did like 2 GP this year, and I didn't have the momentum, you know, to ride up front. So the Team France trusted me this year, so I really appreciate it. I just gave everything I can, you know, with the team KTM VIT here, we did a really good job. They did a really good job, you know, to build a bike for me. And yeah, unfortunately, we bought the bike the first moto, so it was really not sure to ride a second moto. But again, Team France and the Team VIT KTM did just a really good job to find a new engine for the second moto. It was full stock bike, but you know, I managed to take a good start, and then I just saved the bike till the end of the moto. That was my goal. And I think I did it good. I was not feeling so well, and sure, with a lot of pressure, you know, but actually we win, and I really would like to thank all the Team France, my parents, my brother, my girlfriend, all the fans coming over here, and for sure Gauthier and Dylan for the great job. So
we were a dream team. I think this year we spent a awesome week all together, and finally we won again. So now let's party.
Congratulations, Jordi, and great end to your season. We'll go to Pascal Pinot now, the team manager for the for Team France. Quick question for you is, you know, this team was a lot of pressure went into picking it. I think you guys have a lot of top riders in France, and it seemed like either way, whoever you had, you were able to win again here.
Excuse me, but my English is too bad. I speak French, and after Pascal translate me. Tout d'abord, je suis vraiment heureux pour les pilotes français et le motocross français aujourd'hui pour cette victoire aux USA.
I'm very happy for the rider and for the French motocross with this win in USA.
Je tiens à remercier, je pense à une personne qui m'a fait entièrement confiance. Comme ça, ça fermera le clapet à pas mal de mauvais journalistes. Je parle de Jacques Boll, le président de la Fédération française.
I want to thank one person and it will shut up some mouths. It's the president of the Federation, Jacques Boll, who trusts in myself. Voilà.
Bien sûr, c'est toujours difficile de faire une sélection, mais ce qu'on raconte aux pilotes, c'est y croire jusqu'au bout. Tant que le drapeau à damier n'est pas descendu, il faut y aller. Tant qu'on respire, c'est la vie, il faut avancer.
Yeah, it's always difficult, you know, to make a selection, but I always say to the riders that we have in the team that until the last moment, you must always trust until you respire. it's okay.
Et aujourd'hui, je suis vraiment heureux de me retrouver à côté de l'Italie, des amis, et à côté aussi des Pays-Bas. On se voit souvent sur les Grands Prix. L'Espagne, aujourd'hui l'Europe est représentée ici, et je suis vraiment fier. Je suis français, je suis européen, et vive le motocross.
So, you know, I'm really pleased to share this podium with my Italian friends and also with the Dutch people. We met ourselves during many weekends of the GPs, and also Spain with Jordi Prado. So I'm happy for European motocross, and viva motocross!
Thank you, Team France. We'll go ahead and go on out to Team Italy. And first we'll go to the MXGP rider in that class, Antonio Cairoli. Tony, this is one race that you came into. I mean, you guys had a tough weekend last week, both you and Alessandro, but came back here this weekend and really impressed a lot of people and got it back on the podium.
Yeah, first of all, we are very happy, you know, to be on the podium. It's amazing because, like you said last week, we didn't even expect to be here, and we did a strong race yesterday. I felt very good on the track today also. Only, like I said, we could win this time because we had the cards to do it, and I threw it away that first moto with the crash in the start, and Alessandro also. Dead last on that first moto again, on the first moto of him, you know, and it's bad when you lost for such a small points, and but you know, this is Motocross of Nations, is the best race of the year, and we are very proud to be on the podium, and thanks everybody, it was an amazing season, and congratulations to France, they did a strong race, and also to Holland. Unfortunately, they had a bad luck also, but this is good for the European motocross, and we are very proud, you know, about our series. And thanks everybody, and thanks to Ustream to organize such a great event again.
Thank you, Tony. Go ahead and go on out to MX2 rider, Michele Tervolin. Michele, in this event, it's one of the most important events, I think, in any rider's career. For you, you've had the chance to do it a few times now. How important was this one, and how does it feel to be on the podium here with your two fellow countrymen?
Yeah, it's amazing. I want to say thanks to my team, all Italy team, and I'm really happy to be my first time on the podium, and it was amazing. I made two good moto, and yeah, I'm really happy for the podium.
Hey, thank you, Michele. Now we go to Alessandro Lupino. Alessandro, you, just like Tony, we're talking about last week was a tough weekend for you, but you know, coming into this weekend, you guys, I don't think you really expected to be on the podium, but it was obviously a goal. How are you feeling being up here and doing it here in the USA against some of the top riders from every country?
Yeah, last Sunday we was a little bit disappointed because we was both injured, so it was not a good mood to start the nation, but then yesterday we were feeling good. Today we have a pain in the stomach, we will win, but we all make mistake. This is the nation. You have to be lucky, because even Holland was not so lucky this year, so we will win, but we both make a mistake in the first moto, and that's we lose a lot of points. I'm disappointed about third moto, because Tony was in my back and I didn't hear him. He was faster than me, so we lose again points. Yeah, we are happy because we are second, but 2013 we were third and it was nicer. When you are second, you are not so happy because you want to win. So we are for sure happy, but we are like that.
And how was it in that last race there? Both you and Tony were up in the top five, and you know, riding alongside him and knowing that you know, you're going to potentially make it onto the podium right alongside your teammate.
I don't hear so much, but I think you mean about to win the nation. Tony, he win already 9 world titles, so I think he deserved to win also nation. We went close, but the most thing things is that this year we was a group. We was really a team with Antonio and Cervellin. So that's the most nice thing we have did. And, for sure, he deserves to win also the nation, because he gave a lot in his world, and we went close with him, so you never know, there is, he don't want to stop. I think for 2 years he's still riding, so we have chance, so we will try, we will push for it, and I hope we will one time will be on the top of the podium.
Thank you, Alessandro. Thomas Travassini, the team manager for Team Italy, this weekend I think went better than a lot of people expected, and seeing two riders at the top of the races, and along with Michele pulling through and getting a good result, how does it feel being here in the US and doing that?
So first of all, I want to say thanks to all the team, to all the Italian guys that make this possible, in the first person as the president that he stays the whole week together with us, and he put a lot of effort to make this possible. And then, of course, to the riders, because since many years, I can say this is it's been a very good team. They are all together, they pass a lot of time together, at least for the racing, I think, for the operation, it's very important. So I want to say thanks to the guys, they did a super job. And, you know, we didn't expect to actually to win, but like I told you on the Friday press conference, there are a lot of teams that they can be on the top. And it's a lot related to the one-day race, so you need a little bit luck. Actually, we had not so much luck, because they pulled both the whole shot on the dead motors, and then they struggled on the first corner, but I can see some other countries that they have worse days than us. So all in all, I want to say that I'm pretty happy about everything, and let's go back home with the second place, and it's better than third. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you. Now we'll head to Team Netherlands. Go to Jeffrey Herlings in the MXGP class, first of all. Jeffrey, for you, this race was, you know, I think the biggest race for your team first, but outside of that, it was also a statement race for you and your fellow teammates. How do you feel the weekend went? Obviously, you know, Calvin, unfortunately, wasn't able to ride, but both of you, the other two, pulled through.
Yeah, me and Glenn, we did a great job. You know, I won my moto, got second in my last moto. Glenn went 1-1, so actually we definitely deserve to win. I mean, you know, if you look at the results, France won with, I think, 35 points. We got second with 41, but yet, you know, our MXGP ride didn't have results. So it's a shame, you know, I think we were so close to the win. But again, you know, Team France was the best, and we should respect that. But for next year, you know, it's going to be a new thing. It's going to be in Oslo at our home soil. So if Glenn has the same breakfast next year around that time as he did today, then we're looking definitely good. And furthermore, yeah, I don't know. We just need a good result, and also for my MX2 rider, and then we definitely can go for the win. I want to thank the whole season, Red Bull KTM Factory Racing did a great job, but also the men behind us, you know, for taking care of us, for the Dutch team. We had a great weekend and some great days with Team Holland, and I had a great year with the whole team. So I'm happy to finish off the nations, and it's the last race of the season. It's very unfortunate to not go 1-1 again. I think in the last 3 years I always had 1-2 or 2-1, and now again we didn't go 1-1. So, but it's good to lose to Glenn. I prefer to lose to Glenn than to anyone else. So it's good. It's been a good day.
Hey, again, talk to your teammate about the 1-1. So Glenn, unlike Jeffrey, you did get the 1-1 this weekend, but doing so and really helping your team, getting up here on the podium even with only two riders out of the three. How do you feel being up here again? I think surprised a lot of people with your performance here.
I think it's my first time being up here this year, so that definitely feels good. And going 1-1 here on the Image of Nations is kind of crazy, and I have no words for that. I think this track, I love racing here. It's a great, beautiful track, and I think the conditions were great. It's just a shame from Calvin. He's all well, and he definitely could finish inside top 15 easy in that first moto. But there were some issues, and it was a shame that he couldn't start that second one, because I think we were very close this year. And It's been a great day still being up here, and want to say congrats to the other two teams. They definitely deserved it, but I think we were maybe the strongest this time, but we didn't win. So in the end, it's been a great day, and I love being out here.
Thank you, Glenn. We hadn't gone out at team manager from the Netherlands, Patrice. So tell me how you're getting up here with the two riders that were able to make it through the weekend. Obviously, a little bit of a bummer with Calvin, but getting a good result, and then next year you'll also be hosting this event.
Yeah, as the guys already said, we were very unlucky with Calvin, and he did the best he could, and he got injured. But these two guys, they were amazing, even in the weeks before, we had a very good preparation as a team, and they took Calvin a very warm welcome in the team, and it was a great spirit, and it was fun working with them. I'm looking forward to next year, Assen. I congratulate France and Italy with their positions, and I'm very proud of my team.
Congratulations. We also have Team Spain's Jorge Prado up here, the MX2 overall winner. And Jorge, for you this weekend was, an eye-opener for a lot of people, performing the way you did on a 250 against some of the other top riders in the world on their traditional race bikes on a 450. How do you feel?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Last week, I got world champion, so it was nice coming here as the new world champion in MX2, and I enjoyed it a lot today. Track was quite tough, so I had a really good start, and two times top three with MX2 bike. It's pretty cool, and I was leading that first moto for 20 minutes, so I'm very happy about the race.
And taking the Ricky Carmichael Award this year, also the second time now, been a year off, but definitely deserved it, even leading the first race of the weekend.
Yeah, this is the second year I get the Ricky Carmichael Award, and it's pretty cool. I just want to say thank you to Team Spain. They did a great job coming here, and for sure we were there on top, but in the last moto, it was quite tough for us, but I'm really happy that we got at least an 8th place, and I want to thank all the Team Spain.
Congratulations, Jorge, thank you. Open up any questions from the media now. No? Okay, we'll have a family photo with the whole crew now out there. Everybody wants to stand up and get a photo with all of you together. Thank you. And just after this,